Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 later on. Wind waves from the northeast, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 4 feet at 13 seconds between those wave crests. And today we're going to be talking about a couple of Coast Guard rescues that happened recently, and just in general about the absolutely phenomenal job the Coast Guard does rescuing people all around the nation every day. So what happens here off our waters is just a microcosm of all the work that they do year round. To keep us safe in our coastal waters. So you're listening to, let me see, where are we here? We have the ship report, ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 10 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the SSI Dignity. She's arriving from Russia. She is a bulk carrier. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage off a little bit upriver from Astoria. She's a wheat ship, so she'll be picking up wheat eventually upriver. Probably arrive in the Rice Island area there about 7:30 this morning. The Federal Iris is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to be picking up soda ash up in Portland eventually, but she'll glide to a stop in Astoria's Anchorage around 1:30 p.m. today. The Pan Star is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She'll be there probably by about 4:30 p.m. The Global Discovery is arriving from Japan, headed for the Weyerhaeuser log docks in Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m., maybe around 1 a.m. If you happen to be driving through Longview, you might see her arrive there. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have, we have a couple ships awaiting orders offshore. The Crimson Ace and the Ogna are waiting to come into the river, presumably when space in an anchorage opens up or whether they're when their berths open up. Otherwise, we have the Belgrano, the Andrea, the Agia Skeppi, the Nasaka, the Star Topaz, the Aspasia B, the Caravos Glory, and the Bonanza YR awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage. And in our outbounders, our ships that are heading downriver and out to sea today, we have the Phoenix Leader. She's a car carrier leaving the Port of Vancouver with brand new Subarus on board. She probably will leave around 3 p.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The new Nada is leaving Portland. Toyota's on board there, leaving about 3 p.m., so maybe 9 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Auriga Leader is leaving the port of Portland with Hyundais on board, but maybe also some Fords on board, headed for Asia, brand new Fords. So actually exports of U.S. cars to Asia there. Leaving there around 6 p.m. from Portland, maybe midnight you might see her running lights passing Astoria, if you can see the river from wherever you are. The ATB Sound Reliance is an articulated tug and barge rig owned by Crowley Maritime. She's heading out to sea around 6 p.m. from Portland with petroleum, refined petroleum on board, so maybe her running lights might pass Astoria around midnight as well. The Madrid Trader is leaving Vancouver from the anchorage, outbound at about 7:30, so maybe around 1:30 in the morning, outbound past Astoria. And the Arabella is leaving the anchorage of Vancouver with wheat on board at about 8 p.m., so maybe 2 a.m. past Astoria. Well, you know, I found a really, I've read about a couple of Coast Guard rescues that happened recently within days of each other. This is a difficult time of year in our coastal waters where the weather's bad. The Coast Guard works year-round, and sometimes they do a lot of their work in the worst weather. So I just want to tell you a little bit about these rescues and then generally about the work that the Coast Guard does year-round. And it's pretty phenomenal for a group that is, as we've been reminded many times, smaller than the, an agency, smaller than the New York City Police Department. So first of all, let's talk about these two rescues that happened here. On Friday night, last Friday night, a Coast Guard rescued a fisherman from his vessel that started taking on water 3 miles north of the Umpqua River entrance. And they also rescued a sailor Saturday evening after his sailboat started taking on water. So the Coast Guard spent hours helping these two vessels in different places get safely towed into port after they were taking on water. So if you consider the kind of scary plight of this sailboat, 10 miles offshore, taking on water, getting ready to sink, and they were able to help that vessel get across the Columbia River Bar and into the Owako Marina. In this case, neither person on either of these, either the commercial fisherman or the sailor needed medical attention, but that would have been part of the deal, too, had they needed those things. So this is just an example of, I remember... of the incredible rescue work that gets done around here. I remember interviewing someone years ago from the Coast Guard locally that said the average here is about one person a day, but when you put that in context of the whole nation, it's really quite astonishing. So I found some information about the work the Coast Guard does, and I wanted to share some of those statistics with you. Each day, the men and women of the 43,000-plus active-duty Coast Guard, over 8,000 reservists, and 50,000 auxiliarists provide service over 3.4 million square miles of coastal waters. In a single year, there's some average statistics, the Coast Guard responds to almost 20,000 search and rescue cases, saves over 3,500 lives, and more than $77 million in property. They, in this average of almost 920 escorts and patrols to support 190 domestic and U.S. military cargo vessels. So not only are they rescuing civilians and commercial fishermen and recreational boaters, they're handling cargo inspections on ships that come out of U.S. ports. And so there are a lot of ships coming in and out of the Columbia River, but there are ports all over the U.S. coastal waters that have lots and lots of ship traffic. They conducted 25,000, almost 26,000 container inspections, 5,000 facility and safety marine pollution-related inspections, and also a lot of cargo inspections. They board almost 1,500 in a given year high-interest vessels that could pose a greater-than-normal security risk. So they have that homeland security piece as well. And they do safety exams on vessels. They do courtesy exams for recreational boaters. Small Coast Guard boats were underway for 396 sorties and missions in an average day in the United States. So they fly 164 missions, log 324 hours, of which 19 hours are flown off of patrolling cutters. So there are some aircraft based on ships, on Coast Guard ships. The U.S. Coast Guard seizes one drug smuggling vessel every 5 days. Icebreakers and buoy tenders, especially at this time of year, assist almost 200,000 tons of shipping daily during the Great Lakes ice season, which is happening right now. International Ice Patrol sorties provide ice safety information to facilitate almost 165,000 tons of shipping in the North Atlantic ice season. So, just an incredible amount of work going on there from the Coast Guard. So, you know, we see Coast Guard helicopters flying over our area. We see our Coast Guard ships at the dock by the Maritime Museum. They represent a lot of work that goes on nationwide on our behalf. So thank you to everyone, all of our Coast Guard personnel. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.